Acoustic Tuesday, episode 27, you're going to learn about a life-saving tool, an absolute necessity for a guitar player. And we're going to go down an instrument black hole, as well as learn about a band that's named after a striped mammal. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. I am so pumped you're here, and I want to make sure that you never miss an episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So right now, please subscribe to this YouTube channel, click the red subscribe button, and don't forget to click the little bell so you get a notification every single time a new video is released. And if you want it directly to your email, it's really easy to get that. All you have to do is click the link down in the description, and just for doing that, I'll give you full-blown access to my Guitar Geek List, which is something you do not want to miss. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 27. Things are shaping up. Things are looking good. And speaking of looking good, of course, joining me today are none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and Levi Quila, the man with the technical plan.
Noah.
Gentlemen.
Tony. Hello. Tony.
It's great to see you guys today.
It's good to see you.
We've got a little bit of a new format here in TAC headquarters. So usually Noah's like directly to my side. Mm-hmm. But now he's a little bit more front. He's kind of in the front corner. And Levi, nothing's really changed except for you freed yourself from the cable tangle that you were in, which yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
And yeah. Not to mention his fresh look that he has going on.
Mm. Right. I wasn't going to mention that.
Okay, well, I'm going to grow this back for the next show.
Okay.
Like, just it'll be back? Deal. I'll put money on it. I've got a ton of guitar geekiness today. I've got a trivia question for you. But even before that, I want to kind of give you a little bit of an inside scoop. So I went to Taylor Guitars recently, and I will give you more updates on that. It was amazing. So please stay tuned to Acoustic Tuesday for more updates. But really cool thing that I wanted to mention. I want to give a special shout out to a guitar geek that I met in the Taylor gift shop. His name is Chen. And we spent about an hour talking about guitars and kind of just guitar geek things, you know, trying to get new guitars home so that the wife doesn't see, hiding them under your bed, things like that. So hello to Chen, and thank you for spending time with me at Taylor. It was a blast to chat with you, and it's nice to hear that you and your buddies enjoy the show. So thank you so much for watching, and also thank you for just being an overall guitar geek. So cheers to you, and with that being said, let's get on to the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday. But first, we have to start with our trivia question of the day, and today's trivia question is this. Willie Nelson's iconic guitar Trigger, a Martin N20, was named after what exactly? Was it a Smith & Wesson pistol? A childhood friend that passed away? One of Willie's favorite band members? Or Roy Rogers' horse? Go ahead and ponder that as I dive into the geekiness, starting with item number 5. So, finger picks are something that's kind of a necessity if you play banjo and dobro, which I do, but I also like to use metal finger picks on the guitar for kind of certain stylistic things. You know, if I'm in a band situation, I like having those finger picks on because they help me cut through the mix. A little bit different than fingernail picks because I can dig in and they have a little bit of metallicism, I'm gonna go with it, that offers some clarity and some cut. So I love metal finger picks for that specific reason, and one that I wanna share with you is made by the company Guptil Music. They are called Pro Pick Finger Picks. I've been using these for, probably, 6 or 7 years at this point, and I absolutely love their finger picks because they are so incredibly comfortable. They make a variety of finger picks. In fact, they make a variety of thumb picks and a variety of finger picks as well. Everything from resophonic guitar specific thumb picks that have a little bit of an angle on the blade. They have finger tone finger picks. They've got stainless steel finger picks, different gauges and thicknesses of finger picks, split wrap, single wrap, traditional. And what I really dig is that they actually make small finger picks for people with smaller fingers or kids that want to get into finger picking. So that's pretty unique, and I haven't seen that from any other manufacturer of metal finger picks. So these are definitely something to know about. My personal favorite are the split band, or they call them split wrap finger picks. I like them in brass, and I like the number 3 thickness. It's the thicker of the 3 thicknesses that they offer. And I just think they have wonderful tone, and they're actually super, super comfortable. The double wrap actually kind of hugs your finger and doesn't dig into your cuticle as bad as the single wrap ones. So if you're looking for some metal finger picks and you're thinking, I need something comfy, I need to try something new, definitely check out ProPick. They offer a ton of awesome stuff. They're not terribly expensive, but they're not cheap either. They kind of sit right in the middle. So check out their website. And of course, if you want to check out more, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 27, and you'll find a link directly to the ProPick website. Moving on to item number 4. Now, item number 4 is interesting because it features a guitar that I just recently reviewed. And the guitar company is Emerald Guitars. And they make carbon fiber instruments. And let me just first say that I'm a traditionalist. Like I like guitars that are made out of wood, spruce top, rosewood back and sides. But I also, in saying that, I can see the benefit of a carbon fiber instrument. If you travel a lot, if you play, if you're in a very humid environment, if you're in a very dry environment, if you just kind of are on the move a lot and you need an instrument that can take abuse but also look really stunning, carbon fiber is a great fit. And Emerald Guitars makes some really, truly outstanding instruments. I'm truly stunned by these things. They're resonant. They're quite responsive for carbon fiber. Usually I notice with carbon fiber that there's not a lot of body behind the sound, but the Emerald Guitars that I tried, both the X20 and the Amicus, both of those reviews are coming. They're really fantastic instruments. They're the kind of instruments that you hold in your lap, you strike a chord, and they actually resonate. Like the back of the X20 actually resonated against my body, which is something I haven't experienced on a carbon fiber guitar before. I've tried Rain Song, I've tried Composite Acoustics, and those I would give them a B minus to C, but Emerald Guitars I would actually bump pretty high on the list, easily an A. They're fantastic. I was really stunned, and really they offer a ton of options. If you look on their site, there's custom shop options. They do harp guitars, short scale 12 string guitars, which is what the Amicus is, and all sorts of different varieties, 12 strings, and I mean the whole deal. But just because I just recently reviewed the X20 from the Select series, I wanted you to check that out. So let's have a quick listen to what the X20 Select sounds like. All right, so that was the X20 Woody from the Select series, and it's designated the Woody because it has a Coca Bowl of veneer on the top, and that was January's Select series, and each month they do a different series. So make sure to check out their website, and of course, to find that, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 27, you'll be able to dig right in. Moving on to item number 3, but first, well, there's a lot incorporated in item number 3. I actually got a lot of really great stuff today. But I want to check the mailbag, and this week, some great stuff came in. Let's just say I went shopping again on Reverb LP. It was a Thursday evening, and I got myself a nice bottle of Willett, one of my favorite bourbons, and I had a glass or two, and I just started shopping. So I went on Reverb LP, and I ordered some records. So I ordered Tony Rice's self-titled album, which is a favorite of mine, and to find it on vinyl has always been hard for me. So I found it on Reverb, and lo and behold, here it is. One of the things cool I noticed about this is it actually has herringbone around the trim of his picture. And he's got a really cool mountain shirt. It's pretty awesome. So that came in. I got my first, the first album I ever was interested, or the album rather that got me interested in the Grateful Dead was this one here, The History of the Grateful Dead, Volume 1, Bear's Choice, some killer live recordings, and I got to thank my buddy Adam Bacon for exposing me to this album, and I found it on vinyl, so I had to order it because it's an incredible album. Next, this was out on a limb. I had never heard this album before, but certainly heard of the artist, Pharaoh Annie, by John Renborn. This is brand new. This was kind of my leap of faith purchase. Super pumped about it. John Renborn's a fantastic fingerstyle player, and this album I had never heard, so it came from my order. And last but certainly not least, this is a really fun one because it's the 30th anniversary of this album, Steve Earle's Copperhead Road. I saw it on the site, and I thought to myself, I gotta have this album on vinyl. I mean, I've listened to it on digital streaming and things like that, but this is the one I need the physical copy. So this came in as well. So that's what was in the mailbag this week, and I'm excited to bust into those and get them on my turntable. Super, super pumped. And speaking of music, item number 3 is up next, and it's what I'm listening to this week. So right around the end of January, Whitney and I went to local place for music called The Filling Station. It's actually right up the road from TAC headquarters. And we saw one of my favorite artists, Suzanne Santo. I'll speak more about her in later future episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. But what I didn't know I was going to get treated to was an incredible duo that blew me away with their harmonies. It was the opening act. It was a cold Montana evening, and out come these two dudes, Clay Finch and Sam Blasucci, and hopefully I'm saying that correctly. If I mispronounced your last name, Sam, I'm terribly sorry. But they make up the duo Mapache. They happened to open up that evening, and wow, was I blown away. I mean, talk about great guitar work, great harmony, just a cool dynamic between the two. Think Leuven Brothers, think Everly Brothers, think New Riders of the Purple Sage, The Birds, that kind of like California country-ish folk stuff. These guys nailed it. So let's have a quick listen to Mapache, and I'll sing more of their praises in just a second. That's where she'll take me home, where the cypress kiss the sea and dance in harmony. Redwood mulch in your wild hair make me talk slow. So that was Mapache. You see what I mean with the harmonies? I mean, they're so tight and just, it's riveting. It was their live performance was outstanding. So if they're coming to a place near you, please go check them out, support them. They are a nice bunch of dudes, and they sound absolutely incredible. One of the things that I noticed, which was really cool. In fact, we were there with some friends of ours, and the guy I was talking to, he said, check out the way he's playing that guitar. So I don't know if it's Clay or Sam that plays the resonator guitar, but he actually plays, he's left-handed, but he plays a right-handed guitar left-handed. So the bass strings are actually on the bottom, which is unbelievable, because I look at him playing and I'm just amazed at how he could even be playing what he's playing because of the string orientation. It's really, really crazy. So make sure to check out that band, Mapache. And the reason I refer to the raccoon at the beginning of the broadcast was because Mapache is Spanish for raccoon. You learn something new every day. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff. So I've got two more items on our list today, but We haven't even heard from Noah today, and I want to celebrate small wins. And he's standing over there looking at me. So Noah, let's celebrate some small
wins. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. I was just fine hanging out over here, just watching everything.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
All right. So small wins up today. First, we have from, and forgive me, I know I'm going to say this wrong. I just can't remember if it was Elissa or Elissa. She says, been in the hospital since Saturday. Still getting my guitar geekiness on here in the hospital room, though, watching on my phone. I also just happen to have worn my Guitarsonal shirt here.
Awesome.
Guitar's always on my mind, even when I'm sick. Thanks for the great show. It gave me lots of reasons to smile.
All right. Well, cheers and feel better. Best wishes to you and from all of us here at Acoustic Life Studios. Get better soon.
And Brad Smallwin completed my first tack lesson last night.
Cool.
Yeah, real American hero. That was a small one. That was a
awesome.
small win.
That's a good small win.
Oh, totally. And last up today from Les Smallwin, just got my wife into guitar playing. She's slowly becoming a guitar geek, thanks to me showing her high-end Martins, Gibsons, and Taylors. After she learns a few more chords, we will have a fam jam. Mm. By the way, Tony, Scotch rules.
I hear I was ready to sing praises, and now I feel like I can't. So let's disregard the last part of that small win. Let's focus on the first part, because definitely bourbon's better. Beber. It's Beber, bourbon.
I can tell.
It's treating
bourbon
you well
is
today,
better.
Man.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding for many reasons. I mean, small win, the wife's getting into the guitar. Fam jam, because he can have one now. And get this, guitar purchases become much easier when both parties are involved. And generally speaking, they multiply by the factor of two. So that's a major deal.
It's real good.
Yeah. My small win is, it's really more of a practice intention. I'm going to go ahead and go home and practice saying bourbon, better bourbon, 10 times fast. Thank you for the small wins, Noah.
You're very
really
welcome,
appreciate
Tony.
It. And of course, if you want your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday show, it is super easy. In the comments below, hashtag small win. And then go ahead and describe your small win. Maybe your family's getting involved in music. Maybe you learned something brand new. Maybe you got a new guitar, changed your strings for the first time, saw a killer concert, whatever the case may be. Please share it with us. Again, hashtag small win, and go ahead and write your small win. And if it's a fam jam, meaning you jammed with a member of your family or hung out with a friend and played music, that qualifies as a fam jam. Just put hashtag fam jam and then go ahead and describe it in the comments below. Thank you again so much for your small wins. And Noah, thank you for reading those. You read with such wonderful...
Panache.
Precision. Thanks. Panache and precision. Something that I am lacking in a severe degree today. I'm tired. I'm trying to get used to the colder weather.
I know you're still...
I got back from San Diego. It was like 75 degrees in San Diego. And
yeah, I understand.
It's 5 here. So it's a 70-degree difference. It throws you for a loop. Let's move on to the guitar geekiness. Let's jump right back in with item number 2. This is a life-saving tool. Let me set the stage for you. Usually when you change your strings, you've got your string winder, you've got your wire cutters, you probably got a glass of water, maybe some guitar polish, maybe it's a lot of tools, okay? And this tool that I'm gonna share with you is made by Planet Waves, and it is called the Pro String Winder. And it really takes the wire cutter and the string winder and combines them into one tool, which is fantastic. In fact, I have the Pro String Winder in my guitar case at home. Unfortunately, I don't have it here with me, but it's always in my case because if you ever have to change a string when you're not at home, when you're not at home, you can't just go get the wire cutter. You can't just go get the string winder. With the Pro String Winder, it's all together. It has a string winder that functions fantastically. It has a string cutter that, actually, if you're looking at the packaging, you probably can pull out the handles and think, is this thing really going to cut strings? Yes, it really does cut strings. I know it seems a little bizarre because it doesn't have what looks like a sharp cutting edge on it, but it does work for cutting strings. I can assure you of that. And it has a bridge pin puller. So it's got all the things that you need to complete your string change without ever having to visit the toolbox. And again, that's the Planet Waves Pro String Winder. It's made by Didario. And really, so here's the cool thing. It's only like 10 bucks, it's 10 or 11 bucks. Or at least that's what it was when I was checking it out. I bought mine some years ago. It's actually changed looks significantly since then. But really, it's the best 10 or 11 bucks you can spend. And of course, if you want a link to check it out, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 27, and look for the Pro String Winder. There's a direct link there. You can use that to get one and put it in your case. Believe me, this is one of those tools that you might get it, use it once or twice, and it'll sit in the case. But when you really need it and it's there, you're going to be like, I thank you, Pro String Winder. Thank you so much. Really, truly, it's that satisfying. I got to get to item number one, guys. We got trivia answer. Next week's going to be a killer week. But Noah.
Tony.
I would like to take a second and show some appreciation for the Acoustic Tuesday viewers out there. Give some shout-outs, share some comments, shall we?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
What do you have?
All right. Well, a little shout-out to some peeps who have been tuning in. Caleb, Matthew, Conrad, Richard, Mateus, that's cool, Duffy, Will, Carol, Oyson, Craig, Jason, Roy, Ross, and more.
Fantastic.
And on to some comments. All right. A little shorter today, but that's all right. I thought they were very appropriate.
Well, good.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't want inappropriate comments.
I thought this was appropriate. There was more comments about this, but I figure just reading one of them will make the point.
Okay.
Mark says, Guitarsonal pictures are awesome.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can I quickly interject?
Please. I was hoping you would.
Were you trying to just serve me up? Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Tee it up for me?
Tee it up.
So what Mark's referring to is that, you know, we're guitar geeks through and through. And in past episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, we've actually seen guitar geeks' Guitarsonals. It's been really, really incredible. Your very own guitar geek friends, Acoustic Tuesday viewers, are sharing their own guitar collections here on Acoustic Tuesday. How, you ask? Well, it's really quite simple. First things first is you have to get yourself a Guitarsonal shirt. And it's really easy. Just click the link beneath the video and you'll be able to pick your size, pick your color, and claim your official guitar geekiness by donning the official uniform. And speaking of donning the official uniform, once you have the Guitarsonal shirt, go ahead and put it on. That's step two. And then step three is gather around all of your guitars. It doesn't seem hard, it's actually quite fun. Gather around all your guitars, set them up, put them on stands, bring your family in, go ahead and get dogs and cats and lizards or birds or whatever you have, and take a picture. Once you've taken that picture, please send it to support@tonypolicastro.com with the title, the subject line, #Guitarsonal. Once you have that, I go ahead and look through them, we pick some for the show, and we share our guitar geekiness and our love for guitars. It's that easy. It's that easy.
Thank you, Tony.
Sorry, I kind of ran away with that, but I wanted to make sure, because I love seeing guitar collections.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I've had some practice.
All right, so moving on to the next comment. This one comes from Strings and Beard.
Strings and Beard?
Strings and Beard.
That's a phenomenal name.
Isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah, Strings and Beard says, love your videos, you are the reason I bought my Martin. I heard that. Did you just hear that?
I heard that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to sneak over while the camera was on you, and I needed another dram. So continue.
All right. Love your videos. You are the reason I bought my Martin. Your guitar reviews are the single best buyer's guides on the web. Love your work, and you are an inspiration.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for watching Acoustic Tuesday and sharing the guitar geek love.
And the last comment for today, I chose for personal reasons because I wasn't the only one who really appreciated what you said when you said this. And Steven quotes you as saying that the guitar is, quote, almost like a wizard's staff, end quote. And then he says, best quote ever. Now, those who have been watching and have gotten to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
Might not be too surprised to know that I was a huge Dungeons and Dragons fan going through middle school and high school. I'm all about the wizards and dragons and all that stuff. So I appreciated that comment, and Steven did too.
And I appreciate it too, because I think wizards are super rad. Anytime I picture a wizard, it's in a different scenario, but generally speaking, it's kind of set, the stage gets set with like the wizard, you know, hops on the unicorn, you know, saddles up the unicorn, proceeds to just trot over the rainbow.
Right.
And the leprechauns are below cheering, throwing gold pieces in the air, you know, as pterodactyls fly above. There might be a brontosaurus or two out in the lake.
And that's why I brought
munching
up,
on some seaweed.
Well, that's why I brought up Uriah Heep the other day.
Yeah.
And thought that you might like it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'll keep digging in. Sorry about that tangent. That
it's
was
okay.
rough.
Levi, thanks for that. You did some work there behind the scenes.
Should we get to item number one? Well, we'll get to item number okay. one. First, thank you, everybody, for leaving your comments. We love hearing from you. It really kind of bonds the Guitar Geek community when we see all those comments. So please continue to leave comments on the show. Maybe you made a new discovery. Maybe we said something silly. Like, usually it's Noah, not me. maybe you just want to say hi or tell us where you're tuning in from. Please leave your comments below. We love hearing from you. And of course, speaking of that, I want to encourage you to share the show. Why? Well, because we're guitar geeks. And the whole point of the show is getting guitar geeks to unite. And since the show started back on episode one, now we're on 27, more and more guitar geeks continue to unite. I mean, we're a special breed of people. We live, eat, and breathe guitar. And I want to have as many people watching the show as possible. So please take a moment and share the show with your guitar geek friends. Send them a link to the YouTube channel. Send them a link to a specific episode. Just get them involved and urge them to watch the show. And I think it's time. If you guys are,
I'm ready.
If you guys
is this,
are ready.
Is this number one?
This is number one.
Oh, I'm ready.
So this is one that, okay, I love finding instrument stores. I love being able to search the internet, and at my fingertips, I can find any old instrument store I want to, generally speaking. And this is one I've known about for a very, very, very long time. So it's not new to me, but it might be new to you. And either way, if you've known about it, they're a store that I want to give a ton of recognition to because they're amazing at what they do. And it's Elderly Instruments in Lansing, Michigan. This company, this store is outstanding. Stan Werben, the owner of Elderly Instruments, and all of his staff are top notch. They know their stuff. I'm talking acoustic guitars. I'm talking mandolins, dobros, ukuleles. They've got it all, and they have experts. I mean, real experts. You can call them, and if they don't know an answer to a question, they'll find somebody that does and put you on the phone with them. I've ordered two instruments from them, a Bart Ryder standard 11-inch open back banjo, a Beard Vintage R, which is actually back there. I don't know if you guys can see it. But I ordered those two instruments. I didn't even see them. I just ordered them. But in talking with them on the phone, they made me feel so comfortable, and I was just so delighted to be working with them. I wanted to feature them in an Acoustic Tuesday episode. And one thing in particular that I want to point out, well, there's actually two things that I want to point out. Number one, check out their vintage instruments. They often have some incredible, incredible specimens of historically iconic instruments. And even if they've sold them already, they keep this thing called the Vintage Vault around. And you can click on it, and you can kind of dream shop, if you will, at some of the cool instruments that have passed through there. I'm talking Lloyd Lore mandolins, pre-war Martins, really odd stuff. It's a must check out for any guitar geek. And speaking of must check out things, there's another thing that I think maybe not everybody goes to, but I really love it. It's the, they call it the collectible ephemera. Am I saying that correctly? We practiced this.
We did, yes.
Yeah, the collectible ephemera section. And what it is it's old sheet music, cool old pictures, signs from old stores, basically guitar geek stuff, right? If you're interested in old pictures of people playing guitars, if you're interested in old sheet music and things of that nature, you have to check this out because there is some real real goodies waiting for you. It's almost like going through an antique store specifically for guitar geeks. So I had to mention that, and I really can't say enough good things about Elderly Instruments. They have a plethora of options available to you. They do a bunch of custom Martins. They're a great operation, and my experience with them has always been absolutely amazing. So I wanted to share that with you guitar geeks. If that's something you're interested in, make sure to check them out. And of course, if you want to dig in deeper, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 27, and you'll find links for Elderly Instruments and everything that I have mentioned thus far. Fellas, we did it again. We did it. Five guitar geek items, a lot of guitar geek loves, tons of positive momentum. And freshly shorn Levi Quila. We did it. We did it.
Look at that.
You did it.
We did it.
Nice job, Tony.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. I should give you your answer for your trivia question because it was a fun one. I really had fun researching this one. Again, let's quickly review. Willie Nelson's iconic guitar, Trigger, a Martin N20, was named after what exactly? A Smith & Wesson pistol? A childhood friend that passed away? One of Willie's favorite band members? Or Roy Rogers' horse? Well, if you answered Roy Rogers' horse, you were absolutely correct. And according to lore, Roy Rogers' horse was a Palomino that was 15.3 hands high.
Interesting. I'm a Roy Rogers fan.
Did you know that? That was the name of his horse?
I knew the answer to this trivia question. I did.
I had no clue. Then I went down the rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, Roy Rogers' horse was a Palomino. Oh, it was 15.3 hands high.
Are you familiar with Sons of the Pioneer?
No. Should I be?
You should be. It's Roy Rogers' band.
I love making discoveries, so I appreciate this.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we're going to do when we're done today, filming Acoustic Tuesday. So very quickly, let's take a sneak peek into next week, because I have to check out. What is Sons of the Pioneer?
Sons of the Pioneer.
All right. On the list. Let's take a sneak peek into next week. And of course, Acoustic Tuesday airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it here on YouTube or as an audio podcast. Just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com for all the details. What are we going to look at next week? Well, next week, I'm going to feature the most supple guitar accessory. It's the most supple guitar accessory I've ever experienced. I also have to feature a necessary link for your guitar. Not Link like Noah's Zelda Link thing. Oh. A different Link. Nice. See what I did there?
See what you did.
And I'm going to feature a band that it's gonna blow your socks off despite its redundant name. All that and more next week. Thank you so much for joining us for Acoustic Tuesday episode 27. Another one is in the books. Thank you, guitar geeks, from all of us here at Acoustic Life Studios. We cannot thank you enough. And of course, we'll see you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. for another round of Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers to you and keep on picking. It's just like swamp. The tree has got a view to make you cry. Night sky Saturday.